We said concern level the other day about Rashad, but you know, now that you're a little closer, what's
yeah,
it like?
I think he'll be day to day. Yeah, it'd be B-Walt would be up if something like that happens. So, but we'll see. Yeah, I know he made good progress today.
Did Rashad push it on Wednesday a little bit too much, or did something happen?
No, I don't think he pushed it. I think he just wanted to go out there and see how it felt. And we said, hey, let's go through individual and see where you're at. And had a little bit of tightness, so then we pulled him out. And you know, but I know just talking to him, he said he felt better.
Do you like how his Koyak looked this week?
He's done good. So I think that's going to be more medical and us all talking together where he's at. But I think it's 3 weeks into it. His, you know, as far as his strength and everything is good. So
do you see him giving it a shot a couple hours before kickoff with Koyak?
With Koyak, I think it'll determine, like with Neil Sterling, where he's at. You know, a couple guys to look at.
How much of a relief is it to have Gibson off the injury report?
It's good. You know, like I said earlier, I think we're learning him, you know, and how he goes about it. So, you know, it's good. You know, I think he's extremely competitive. If he's down, it's for a good reason. You know, otherwise, if he's nicked up a little bit, he's going to fight through it.
Denard would be the kicker kind of, or he didn't know?
I'm not saying that.
He did.
Yeah.
Can you rule out Carson Tinker returning?
That I can. I got to leave you guys a little bit, huh?
On Wednesday, paraphrasing, on Wednesday you said sort of something interesting at the end about looking back at the approach in the San Diego week, that maybe you regretted something.
Well, I think, you know what, I hate to go back and talk about, you know, past, but I think that what took place, you know, that was a, you know, opening game. That was tough on us. You know, that was really tough. So I think to bounce back quickly and go there with a mindset, you know, and sometimes coaches, you overanalyze things. And I think that just that whole week and how we did things and how we approached it, I felt like it was good. It was on course, but there were some things that you look back and maybe you do differently.
So did you apply those differences this week?
Yeah. I think that over the bye week, what we analyzed our team and figured out more about our team, we applied this week. More over the course of four games.
Will Jerry be able to travel?
Yeah. Yeah. He should be okay.
Right. Is he questionable?
Probably. Yeah. 75%.
How have you seen, what kind of week has Miles had? Another week at Strongest?
Yeah, good. I think, you know, just imagine last week it was really his first, or, you know, the Indy game, 1 week of prep playing that position. So, but he's still playing all of them now. He's still getting reps at Mike. He's still getting reps at Will. He's getting reps at Otto. So, I mean, we keep throwing all that at him because of nickel situations primarily.
Follow-up on Ngakoue. I asked you about him earlier in the week. When you work a guy out that close to the draft, is it confirming something, or did you just want to find something more out?
Yeah, I wouldn't read into it too much that at the, you know, that close to the draft, is this a guy that you're teetering on? I think it's, you know, you have so much time to work out guys, and it just worked out at that time for him to get a workout in. So I think it was always on our list to try to work him out and see where he was at. And I think even we might have even had it earlier, and it didn't work out, so we went there a little bit later.